Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton has issued a strong warning to Iran's rulers if they harm the United States, its citizens or its allies. Mr. Bolton was speaking at an anti-Iran conference in New York.
According to the mullahs in Tehran, we are the great Satan, lord of the underworld, master of the raging inferno. So I might imagine they would take me seriously when I assure them today that if you cross us, our allies or our partners, if you harm our citizens, if you continue to lie, cheat, and deceive, yes, there will indeed be hell to pay.
Mr. Bolton said America would be aggressive in enforcing economic sanctions on Iran. He said neither the European Union or anyone else would be allowed to undermine them. In an address to the United Nations General Assembly in New York, the Iranian president has criticized the Trump administration for its hostility towards Iran. Hassan Rouhani called for dialogue but said no nation could be brought into the negotiating table by force.
Unlawful unilateral sanctions in themselves constitute a form of economic terrorism and a breach of the right to development. The economic war the United States has initiated under the rubric of new sanctions not only targets the Iranian people, but also entails harmful repercussions for the people of other countries.
In his own speech, President Trump accused Iran of sowing chaos, death and destruction. Mr. Trump accused OPEC nations of ripping off the rest of the world through high oil prices and said that in the future, U.S. foreign aid would only go to those who respected and liked America. Bill Cosby, once one of the big names of U.S. television, has been sentenced to between 3 and 10 years in prison for aggravated indecent assault. The judge in Pennsylvania branded the 81-year-old actor a sexually violent predator. Neda Tofik has been at the court.
Bill Cosby has begun his first night in prison. He was taken away in handcuffs immediately after sentencing, despite his lawyer's attempts to delay his confinement. The judge told Cosby that no one was above the law and that a lesser sentence would depreciate the seriousness of his crime. He was convicted in a retrial in April on 3 criminal charges for drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constand at his Pennsylvania home in 2004. More than 60 other women came forward with similar allegations, and several were present in court for the sentencing.
World News from the BBC.